Jackson Township police say a teen previously reported missing has returned home safe. 12-year-old Avaya Snyder had last been spotted near 3900 Erie Avenue Northeast Friday night. Police said overnight she had returned home. The Stark County Coroner's Office says a man found dead at the county jail died from natural causes. Autopsy results show 33-year-old Zachary Snowberger of Canton suffered multiple heart conditions and chronic opioid dependency. He had cardiac arrhythmia and other issues. Snowberger was found unresponsive in his cell on May 8th and taken to Mercy Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The repository reports his mother's spokeswoman disputes the autopsy, saying he died due to jail negligence and lack of opioid dependency medication. Snowberger had been booked on drug-related and other charges the day before. Altman Health System is warning patients about a data breach involving a third-party medical records provider that may have exposed personal and medical information. The breach involved Cerner Corporation, which provides electronic medical record services to Altman. They became aware of the breach in late February. No active Altman systems were affected. Information potentially compromised includes names, social security numbers, and certain medical record details. Affected patients will receive letters and are being offered free credit monitoring and identity protection services. A Stark County grand jury has indicted Corey Partee in connection with the October 4th shooting death of Christopher Smith. The 32-year-old Partee is now facing negligent homicide and tampering with evidence. He has pleaded not guilty in the death of the 35-year-old Smith. Partee was originally charged with reckless homicide in Canton Municipal Court. Police say Partee left his Market Avenue North apartment before officers arrived and was arrested October 27th. He remains in the Stark County Jail on a $1 million bond. Canton firefighters rescued three people from a duplex fire on Christmas night. Crews were called around 10:55 to the 200 block of Lawn Avenue Southwest. Heavy fire was coming from a window of one unit. One woman had already escaped, and firefighters safely removed a man and woman from the adjacent unit. Two dogs were also rescued. One firefighter suffered a minor injury but stayed on duty. The blaze caused about $70,000 in damage. The cause is under investigation. A man was arrested after allegedly assaulting two Massillon police officers and his live-in girlfriend Christmas Day. 36-year-old Christopher Arntz allegedly struck one officer in the face, kicked another in the chest, and punched his girlfriend in the lip. He also resisted arrest and attempted to block officers. The incident occurred at his home on 10th Street Northeast. Arntz faces charges including assault, domestic violence, obstructing official business, and resisting arrest. He was arraigned Friday in Massillon Municipal Court. Five men are scheduled to appear in Columbiana County Municipal Court next month after being arrested this week in a human trafficking sting. The Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force says one of the suspects, 37-year-old Lamoris Lohman of Industry, Pennsylvania, arrived at a meeting location looking for a prostitute while driving an agency van. Authorities say a nonverbal client with developmental disabilities was inside the vehicle at the time. Lohman is charged with engaging in prostitution and possessing criminal tools. A man is behind bars after a secret grand jury indictment connected to a violent assault in Columbiana County. 52-year-old Gary McCabe of Lisbon is charged with felonious assault with a firearm specification, along with several other counts. The indictment stems from a June 28th incident where he allegedly pulled and fired a gun during an assault on a woman. McCabe is held on a $50,000 bond and is scheduled for arraignment January 8th. Two people were hospitalized after a shooting Thursday night in Youngstown. Police say gunfire erupted just after 8 in the 300 block of Florida Avenue. Two male juveniles were taken into custody at the scene. Officers found multiple shell casings and broken glass in the street, along with a handgun inside a home and a backpack containing a broken-down rifle in a trash can. I-80 East was closed Friday night near mile markers 226 and 227 due to a large brush fire under an overpass near the Salt Springs Road exit. The Girard Fire Department confirmed the blaze following reports of black smoke around 4:30. The Highway Patrol and ODOT responded to help manage traffic. By 6:15, traffic was back to normal and no injuries were reported. Warren Township Police are investigating a car pulled from the Mahoning River Friday afternoon. It was found near Nelson Mosier and Park Road. Fire officials say the vehicle, filled with mud and unable to be opened, appears to have been submerged for years. Authorities are taking it to a police shop to identify the make, model, and owner. No further details have been released. The Portage Foundation is awarding $58,000 to 30 local organizations through its 2025 community grant cycle. Funds will support programs in education, health, human services, food security, the arts, and economic development. Grants will help children, youth, seniors, and families, including support for local food pantries, school supplies, and after-school programs. Since its founding, the foundation has awarded over $900,000 to initiatives that address community needs and promote local growth. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.